This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, representatives from nearly 200 nations will gather in Copenhagen to seek an agreement on a strategy to fight climate change. President Obama will join the gathering later on. The United Nations Climate Change Conference is described as the most significant attempt at changing the course of global warming since world leaders met in 1997 to craft the Kyoto Protocol. Back on Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats are working to advance global warming legislation, but it's become a tough sell. Tim Wirth is a former Colorado congressman and senator. He's president of the United Nations Foundation, an organization which in part advocates for environmental issues. Welcome to the show.
Leanne, wonderful to be here. Thank you for doing this.
Having spent much of your professional career working in Congress, specifically on environmental concerns, do you think the issue of climate change has enough momentum on the Hill to result in effective legislation?
I think there are probably, on 100 members of the Senate, you've probably got 40 people who are going to be good votes on this, and the question is, can you find 20 more? I think that there is enough momentum up there to probably get them through 10 more, get them to 50, and then John Kerry, Lindsey Graham, Joe Lieberman are working to get the remainder.
President Obama has pledged the United States will cut about 17% of its carbon emissions by 2020. What will it take to do that? What will that effort require?
I think there are a number of ways to do that. One, if you take what's in the Waxman-Markey, the House bill on climate, and add what's been done on automobiles, that gets you over 20%. Similarly, if Senator Kerry's and Senator Lindsey, Senator Lieberman's legislation comes to pass, it will have the right kind of finance mechanisms, I think the right kind of energy efficiency, that's the big ticket item. Renewable energy, I think that they're going to attempt to increase the cleaner fuels, nuclear and natural gas. And so if you get that combination, you get over 20% as well.
The unemployment rate in the United States has reached double digits now, and many senators from manufacturing states worry that a sweeping climate change bill will push companies to send work abroad. How can a balance be found between the interests of the environmentalists and the need to preserve and create jobs?
I think the opportunities that come from really redoing America's infrastructure, that's what the president ought to be advocating. That should be a major part of what people talk about in 2010, 2012 elections. We have just begun to retool and redo America's building stock. It's very inefficient. It's very old. And that's where it's a real winner for us to do so. It's a major job training program, and it pays itself back over the period of time that's necessary. So that's what I would do if I were the president, is put just a major point on we're rebuilding America, and that's a major national issue, and that's going to help us with the climate change issue.
I'm speaking with Tim Wirth, president of the United Nations Foundation. One of the positions that you've held that I didn't mention in the introduction to you was that you were the country's lead negotiator for the Kyoto Climate Conference. Many of the goals of the Kyoto Accord have not been met. So what's your expectation for the talks in Copenhagen?
We learned a lot from Kyoto. It was a brand new field. Nobody really understood climate change. There's much more awareness now in Copenhagen. The level of the science, the level of the technology is much, much higher. And then you have a political awareness. I think Copenhagen's already been a success in the fact that you've had dozens of heads of state are going to come, and more than 100 have come to meetings that the UN has called over the last 2 years.
You've headed the UN Foundation since its inception, and the environment has been one of your organizations, among your organization's top program priorities. In what ways are the United States and the other industrialized nations missing the mark when it comes to fighting global warming?
I think we've missed the boat on a lot of the efficiency steps that can and should be taken. You know, those are immediate steps that we can take. A second, in terms of renewables, I think we're beginning to make a dent there, but there are some much greater incentives that can be put into legislation on the industrial side that helps a lot. Third, I think we have to cut some very significant deals with the big forest countries, Indonesia and Brazil. You know, the amount of carbon that goes up into the atmosphere from those two great, huge rainforests in the world, you know, is that's the cheapest carbon reduction we're going to get, is to slow down the rate of deforestation.
Tim Wirth is president of the United Nations Foundation. Thank you very much for coming in.
Ian, nice to be with you. Thank you.